Now, as you may recall, I was inside a cavern covered with tiny crystals when I heard a voice call my name.
Jack.
I couldn't tell where the voice was coming from, but there was a passageway. I felt it was coming from somewhere down there. And then I saw a flash of light. Something was glittering, sparkling. I was wearing my sneakers, and they were really soggy. At that point, the dream did an edit, and I was in another chamber. The ceiling was domed. There was a shaft of light coming from an opening above. And there she was, standing there, sparkling, glittering. She was covered with thousands, I don't know, maybe millions of tiny crystals.
Help me.
I touched her. She was as cold as stone. She couldn't move. And then I saw why. She had no feet. She was part of the cave.
Please, help me.
I couldn't help her. I panicked. I wrenched myself up out of the dream and... I woke up. It was very disturbing.
Do you know why you are having these dreams of caves?
Maybe you have love issues.
Love issues? What's that?
If you didn't have it, you wouldn't ask.
Mojo, do I have love issues? Mojo, you're not asleep.
What, huh? What?
Do I have love issues?
What's that? A romance magazine?
You're not married. Was he ever married?
Came close a couple times.
Love issues.
Jack, you said she was covered with tiny crystals?
Yeah, all over her body.
Was she like some stalagmite just growing up out of the floor?
Maybe she had stood there so long, she was now part of the cave.
Maybe she's the Crystal Maiden.
The what?
You haven't heard of the Crystal Maiden?
Is this another Mayan myth?
No, she is real. Jake has seen her.
You mean Jake the fisherman?
Mm-hmm.
Who was he out fishing for?
No, man. He was exploring.
She's in a cave called Aktun Ichilmuknal.
Aktun Ichilmuknal?
Aktun Tun Ichilmuknal.
Boy, that's a Mayan mouthful.
They call it ATM.
But they don't take credit cards.
Is it here in Belize?
It's like what you describe. You have to swim inside, and then you wade through water chest high. And then you see her inside this cathedral chamber.
They believe she was a sacrificial victim.
She's a skeleton.
She is covered with calcite-encrusted crystals.
Her bones sparkle.
She's called the Crystal Maiden.